Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland. After a nice Wednesday up here in Auckland, wherever you're listening, throughout the country, whether it's Wednesday in Auckland, Saturday in Christchurch, or Sunday in Wellington, Kapiti Coast, or any other day around the week. I hope you've had a good week, and the countdown is on now to Christmas in a few weeks' time. The programme, Ireland Calling, is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and I hope you can stay with me for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, lots of good music, and news of a few events happening here around New Zealand. But I want to start the programme off tonight and pay a tribute to a well-known member of the Irish community who passed away on Tuesday, the 11th of December. And met this particular person probably the first night I was in the Irish Society in Auckland, Maggie Doran. Maggie was married to Jimmy Doran, and her sister, Kath, was married to Owen Doran, well-connected family, families around the Auckland area, and lifelong members of the Irish, and just great people. So Maggie's funeral will take place tomorrow on Thursday, the 13th of December, at the Good Shepherd Church in Balmoral here, Telford Avenue, at 10 a.m. And up for us tonight, she was a great fan of Daniel O'Donnell. We've got Daniel singing Maggie, followed by the girl, the pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone.
I wander today to the hills, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green grove is gone from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisies sprung. The creaking old mill is still, Maggie, since you and I were young. Oh, they say that I'm feeble with age, Maggie, my steps are much slower than them. My face is a well, Maggie, and time all alone was the pen. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me, as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. When you and I were.
Way up in the north in Old Tyrone, there's a pretty little girl I call my own. She's the sweetest rose
Ireland's ever grown. And sure as the moon and stars above, I'm falling head over heels in love with the pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Ulsterman, they're just as pretty in Monaghan, this to every roving eye is known. But I guess that I'd be out of bounds, 'cause there between the northern towns, there's a pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring and tells a friend she's going to marry me. Best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me. There's nothing else my eyes can see from a pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. Down in the south in Old Tramore, I recall a yellow dress she wore. She strolled along the shore there all alone. But I guess it was my lucky day, she came there on holiday. My pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. She wears my...
There's one fair county in Ireland with a memory so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished its bounty. It's the orchard of Erin's green land. I love its cathedrals and cities, once founded by Patrick so true, and it bears in the heart of its bosom the ashes of Brian Boru. It's my own Irish home, far across the foam. Although I've often left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, through cities near or far, my heart is the tome in old Ireland, in the county of Armagh. I've travelled the heart of the county, through Newtown, Forkill, across McGlen, around by the gap of Mount Norris, and home by Blackwater again, where the girls are so gay and so hearty, none fairer in Erin go bragh. Ah, but where are the boys that can court them like the boys from the county Armagh? It's my own Irish home, far across the foam. Although I've often left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, through cities near or far, sure my heart is the tome in old Ireland, in the county of Armagh. It's my own Irish home, across the foam. Although I've often left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, through cities near or far, sure my heart is at home in old Ireland, in the county of Armagh.
Yes, that was Brendan Shine there, and he was singing all about the boys from the County Armagh. Before that, we heard Daniel O'Donnell singing that lovely song, Maggie, and Pretty Little Girl from Oma in the County of Tyrone. And those three songs were played in memory of Maggie Dorden, Margaret Maggie, who passed away earlier this week. And he was married to Jimmy, and our sympathy goes out to all their family and friends. And Maggie will be laid to rest tomorrow after her funeral, which will take place at the Good Shepherd Church, not far from the studio here in Telford Avenue in Balmoral. And that's starting at 10 a.m. Tomorrow morning. And that third song there, The Boys in the County Armagh, I'll dedicate that because both Maggie and her sister Kath were married to two brothers, Owen and Jimmy Dorden, and they were Armagh men, so we thought we'd keep all sides of the north going there with them songs. So I know that there'll be a lot of people saddened to hear that Maggie's passed away, not alone people in the Irish community in Auckland, but other parts of New Zealand, because any event or any fesh or anything that ever happened in Auckland, Maggie, like a lot of other women, were seen. Or weren't seen, or weren't even heard. They were in the kitchen working and making sure things were done on time and everything for any big events. So I'm sure she'll get a great send-off at her funeral tomorrow. If you tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And Hugh was a great friend of all the Dorden family, and obviously great friend of everything Irish as well, and long-time supporter of this programme, his company, the Hugh Green Group. Right, well, it's getting down to the wire now in terms of Brexit. Theresa May, literally, as this programme has been broadcast, is on her way to Dublin to meet Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. There's a special meeting of European leaders later this week. But Theresa May didn't go ahead with the vote to accept the deal that was put on the table by the European Union, or that was negotiated. The European Union members said, that's it, take it or leave it. And she knew that if that was voted on in the House of Commons, it would have been defeated and possibly the end of her career as well. That she's still not obviously very certain. I listened to the radio earlier this evening. They reckon this 48 letters has been signed to move a vote of no confidence in her from her own party. And if that gets to 50, there will be a leadership battle. But I think she's doing a job in the circumstances. But there's assurances being given that the backstop, which is most important to the people of Ireland, between the north and south, that there's no hard border. The Northern Ireland community, well, the unionists who are supporting the British government, are not happy with what's in place there, and that this backstop could be there for long term. So that's something that she's coming to talk to Leo Varadkar this morning in Dublin, and Arlene Forster this afternoon. But you know, tough times ahead in trying to get the deal through, and no vote now will take place, I reckon, certainly until after Christmas. But more on that, and more on the other news later on the programme tonight. But up next we have the Saw Doctors and To Win Just Once.
To win just once would be enough for those who've lost in life for love, for those who've lost their guile and nerve, their innocence and their jive and verve, for those who feel they've been mistreated, discriminated. Claim on victory is fine. To win just once is their day.
Yes, that's the Saw Doctors there, and one of their big hits called To Win Just Once. Listening to Ireland Calling. Well, these people have won just once because the following people are going to be receiving a bottle of the Cool Swan liqueur that we talked to Stuart about it on the programme here, Quilty, a few weeks ago. It's available at the Fine Wine Delivery Company. I got a few bottles last week, and certainly at Glengarry and other online places, and it tastes very well. So the answer to the question was Ballybor and County Cavan, when we asked people whereabouts the product was made. So there were a few entries that had different spelling names, Balagna and other places in Cavan, but the correct answer, Ballybor and County Cavan. So the following people got the answer right. Cheryl Hurley in Gulf Harbour, Colleen Talty in Johnsonville in Wellington, and Kathleen Lawler in Mid Canterbury. So congratulations to all of you. You should be receiving a bottle from the Cool Swan Company before Christmas anyways, and enjoy it. And, you know, as you said, it's or Stu, it's better drank when it's a bit cool, and keep it in the fridge after using it. So well done again, and thanks again to everybody that entered the competition. Right, what else has been happening in Ireland? As I said, the Brexit is dominating lots of the stories. The fact that abortion won't be available in Ireland probably until the end of January at the earliest, or maybe later than that, because there's obviously certain issues with the law that's been passed through Parliament, and some hospitals said that they won't be able to carry out abortions even once the law is passed and everything is in place, because they're not set up for it. But the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, is hoping that all the hospitals, you know, that offer maternity services will be able to offer terminations as well. And he said that that shouldn't be an issue, but obviously it is for one or two hospitals at the moment. What else has been happening? Obviously, leading up to Christmas, there's lots of talk about sales and spending and stuff like that. And again, there's a big issue about homelessness in Ireland, the number of people that's living on the streets. Now, we were all shocked and horrified earlier this week when news broke through that the British backpacker Grace Milan, who I've no doubt will have strong Irish connections, we discovered that her body was found in the Waitakere's, that she was murdered. And a 26-year-old man has been charged with her murder. And as we speak, there's vigils happening around New Zealand tonight in memory of Grace, and indeed the other women that have died at the hands of abusive partners, etc. So we just thought it'd be nice to play a song in memory of Grace, and hopefully this will bring some comfort to her family and friends, her dad and his brother. And I think Grace's brother are here at the moment, and they're preparing to take her body back for burial in England next week. So this is Donna Taggart singing Grace.
As we gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham Jail, I think about these past few weeks. Oh, will they say we failed? From our school days they have told us we must yearn for liberty. Yet all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me.
Yes, very hard to listen to that song all about Grace and think of the hardship that the family of Grace Milan are going through both here and in the UK and other parts of the world at the moment. They prepare to fly back and bring her body back for burial next week. Her death has certainly moved many people, not alone here in New Zealand, England, but in Ireland as well. Her story has featured there, so may she rest in peace, and our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that has been affected by people that have been either killed in an accident or in her case, murdered, or other people that died tragically. But anyway, we move on to a brighter story. And if you haven't heard of Mullan Nyokta before now, take note of it, because that's where the Leinster Club football championships are from. Mullan Nyokta, it's a small little village in Longford, very close to the border with Northern Ireland, and they beat highly fancied Kilmacud Crokes on Sunday in Tullamore in the Leinster Club Championship final. They got a late goal from a penalty, and they play in the Galway colours, the maroon colours, and the excitement back in Mullan Nyokta. Mullan Nyokta doesn't even have a pub or a shop or a post office. It says here, the village of Mullan Nyokta doesn't have a shop or a post office and boasts 447 residents. However, the locals managed to give the heroes a rousing welcome home on Sunday night, and the celebrations continued well into the next day. So some of the people reckoned that there was a baby boom of boys, born in the mid-90s, and you know, that's led to the team. They have only 155 members in their club team. Kilmacud Crokes have 4,800 members. I used to be a member, social member of the Kilmacud Crokes football club when I lived in Dublin. Very professional club, and in fact, they've got a former player that lives here. I think he's still here. Rory O'Carroll, who played with Dublin, he was from Kilmacud Crokes, so he would have been disappointed in one hand, but happy to see a little club from a rural province in Ireland. So they go on and they play the Munster champions, and then the Connacht champions, Corrifenn, who are the defending All-Ireland club champions, they play Gweedore, and that those two All-Ireland semi-finals will take place in February, with the final taking place in Croke Park on St. Patrick's Day. Now, the Irish Society, there's quite a few events on this week, and there's on Friday night, what have they got on Friday next, the 14th, there's the Celtic Kitchen, and then there's a Christmas charity concert in aid of St. Vincent de Paul from 7:30 onwards. Then on Sunday, the 16th, Bare Bones Folk Club, Super Sheep Christmas, and then the following Friday the 21st, the kitchen is open from 6:30, and then at 7:30 there's a members draw. You have to be there if your name comes out to win a prize of $500, and then the club is closed from the 23rd of December to the 10th of January, the Auckland Irish Society. And I'm sure that the old folks senior citizens Christmas party last Sunday was a great success. Okay, we'll continue on and with more music here, and looking around to see what he's got. I think we've got something lined up here from, as soon as the first bit of music comes out, Ronnie Drew.
As I went out one morning, it being the month of May, a farmer and his daughter I spied upon me way. The girl sat down quite calmly to the milking of her cow, saying, I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. Ah, be quiet, you foolish daughter, and hold your foolish tongue. You're better free and single and happy while you're young. But the daughter shook her shoulders and she milked her patient cow, saying, I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. And who were you to tell me that when you married young yourself and took me darling mother from off the single shelf? I should daughter dear, go easy and milk your patient cow, for a man may have his humour, but the humour is off me now. Well indeed, I'll tell me mother the awful things you say, and tell me mother this very blessed day. Now daughter, have a heart dear, or you'll cause a fearful row. Well I will, unless I'm ready, for the humour is on me now. Oh well, if you must get married, will you tell me who's the man? And quickly she did answer, there's William, James and John. A carpenter, a tailor, and a man to milk the cow. For I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. Well, if you must be married, will you tell me what you'll do? Sure I will, the daughter answered, just the same as ma and you. Well, be mistress of me dairy, and me butter and me cow. And your husband too I'll venture, but the humour is on you now. So at last the daughter married, and married well to do. She loved her darling husband for a month, a year or two. But John was all a tyrant, and she quickly rued her vow, saying, I'm sorry that I married, for the humour is off me now. Ha little dee day, little dee, little dee day, little dum. Ha little dee day, little dee dum, da little dee dum. Ha little da da, ha little da, little dee day, little dum. Ha little dee day, little dum, da little dee day, little dum.
Yes, Ronnie Drew there, and Ronnie is singing all about The Humour Is On Me Now. And if you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, and our delayed broadcast going out in Christchurch on Saturday night, Capri Coast Sunday afternoon, and Wellington Sunday night, and around the globe and around New Zealand on planetaudio.org.nz every other night of the week. And the programme, as always, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Right, well, the government in Ireland, as we know, is in power with the support of Fianna Fáil, and Taoiseach Varadkar wrote to the leader of Fianna Fáil back in July saying that he would like to get an extension of the confidence and supply agreement possibly out to 2020, about May, June 2020, so that they could get ahead and plan with important decisions that the government has to be made. But Fianna Fáil came back and says, hold your horses there now, let's get through this budget, which is what our commitment was, and then we'll have a discussion after that. So discussions have been taking place in recent weeks, and it looks like that a deal could be close to be signed, which would obviously give certainty to the Varadkar-led coalition government. Because with the current issues over Brexit, the last thing that Ireland needs would be a general election in January, February, and it could even be another hung parliament or hung Dáil, as it was the last time, and there could be months of negotiation to get a government formed. So it looks like Fianna Fáil probably will get a number of their policies implemented as part of the supply and confidence agreement, and if their ratings start rising in the opinion polls, you can be sure that they'll start thinking then maybe it's time that we go to the country. But hopefully that won't happen anytime soon. And I know when we spoke to Vincent O'Toole when he was down here, Fintan O'Toole, he thought that there'd be an election probably around May or June next year, so we'll have to wait and see. Anyway, Mary Black and No Frontiers.
If life is a river, your heart is a boat, and just like a water baby, baby, born to float. And if life is a wild wind that blows way on high, and your heart is a Amelia dying to fly. Heaven knows no frontiers, and I've seen heaven in your eyes. And if life is a barroom in which we must wait round the man with his fingers on for the spark to hold us till the day when fear will lose its grip and heaven has its way. Heaven knows no frontiers, and I've seen heaven in your eyes. Justice and right, then your heart is the pure flame of man's constant night. In your eyes faint as the singing of a heart, that somehow this black night feels warmer for the
Yes, that's Mary Black there, and a lovely song, hit for her a few years ago, called No Frontiers. And if you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group here. Well, while it was a brilliant weekend for the footballers of Mullan Nyokta in the small rural County Longford town, there was also a lot of big rugby games on, Heineken Cup matches, and in Connacht's case, European Challenge Cup. So they played against Perpignan in Galway in atrocious conditions, wind and rain. I'm looking at a picture here from Monday's Irish Times, and it's just hard to see the players, but they managed, and they've won four games in a row now. So they had a win, 22 points to 10 over Perpignan. Munster, they played on Sunday, and their star first five with strong New Zealand connections, Joey Carberry, pulled out just before the game with a late injury, but they were still too strong for Castres, winning 30 points to 5, puts them in a good position for advance to the next round. And then Bath, they took on Leinster, and Leinster were very lucky. Jordan Larimer scored, got a try from an intercept, and had Leinster drawn, they would be in trouble, the defending champions. So it says here, Ryan plays lead role in Leinster's escape to victory after tense battle. So there's obviously, I must see a quote of the week here from Todd Blackadder. We'll go full metal jacket. Yep, why not? Todd Blackadder promised the strongest Bath team will be sent to Dublin for the return fixture. So there's another round of European Heineken Cup games this weekend. So Bath returning to Dublin. I'm sure that game's already sold out, being played at the RDS. And just looking at the rest of the sports pages on Monday's Irish Times, a big sports supplement as there is every weekend. Most of the pages is covered with cross-channel soccer. And so there's obviously Ireland will be preparing for qualification for Euro 20,000. The new management team is in place, with Mick McCarthy appointed on a short-term base. His contract will finish once Ireland's involvement in Euro 2020 finishes. So if he gets to the final, that'll be a great send-off for him. But if they don't make it, he'll be moving on. And Stephen Kenny, the former Dundalk Dubliner, but has managed Dundalk to three titles and a number of FA Cups, he'll be taking over. He's currently the manager of the under-21 team. Right, we'll take another bit of music. Van Morrison and the Chieftains.
Won't you stay? Stay a while with your old ones. Don't ever stray so far from your own world. For the world is so cold. Don't care.
Yes, the great sound there of Van Morrison along with the Chieftains, and that song is called Irish Heartbeat. Right, well, we normally talk about Kilkenny when we're talking about hurling, but there's a bit of a, what do you call it, a stash of fight between two Fine Gael politicians that ended up going to the High Court, and Senator Paddy Coffey, 49, he sued the Kilkenny people for publishing remarks by his party colleague John Paul Whelan, who's minister, where Whelan compared him to like a highway robber. And he made the comparison after alleging that Coffey was trying to take parts of Kilkenny and put them into a Waterford constituency. So the hard-fought 13-day hearing had run up legal costs of over €400,000, it was estimated. And it ended up being a hung jury yesterday. So big legal costs, and the senator now will have to decide what's he going to do. And obviously a serious amount of money to be spent on legal fees trying to clear his name. Right, they're getting ready for Dancing with the Stars over there, and they named all the dancers the other night. So there's a competition in Ireland, so there's a mix of sports stars and other celebrities. And we had Daniel, a few songs from Daniel early on. Daniel was on The Late Late Show on Friday night, having a bit of a chat with Ryan Tubberty and talking about the year past and looking forward to the year ahead. He's said he'll be slowing down and doing less concerts. He's doing about 85, 90 concerts a year at the moment. So the interviewer was wondering if he'll be cutting that down to 40. But he said no, maybe 60, he said, possibly, or a bit above that. So I'm sure he'll come back again to New Zealand. He was here next year. It'll be 2 years since he was here. I doubt he'll be back next year, but possibly the year after that. But he's brought out a new album, which is, you know, hitting the Christmas market, and his tickets went on sale for all his Irish concerts. He's doing concerts all over Ireland in August, and they're selling out like hotcakes. So it was good to see him on the radio or the TV there on Friday night. This time, I'm sure he sang this a few times, but we've got Tommy Flemin and his version of Danny Boy.
Tis you, a score. time must bide. But come ye back when sun shines on the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. Tears I'll be are dying, and I'm as dead I well may be. You'll come and see the place where I am lying, and kneel and say, Ave, Ave for me. And I shall hear softly tread above me, and on my grave will warm and sweet to be. And you shall kneel and whisper that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come to.
Beautiful tin whistle playing there from Mary Bergen. And we'll take another bit of music, a few reels from her before the end of the programme tonight, which we're almost coming to the end of the programme. You've been listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Congratulations to all the people who won the bottles of Cool Swan. Don't forget, if you want to get a bottle of it before Christmas, you can order it online or get it at selective liquor stores throughout the country. And just to remind you once again that the funeral mass for Maggie Doran takes place tomorrow, Thursday morning at 10 a.m. here at Good Shepherd Church in Telford Avenue in Balmoral. And I'm sure Maggie will get a big farewell. And again, our condolences to all the extended Doran living in the Auckland area. So that's about it for me. Thank you again for tuning in tonight. And I'll be back again next week with the last programme before or Christmas. And we'll have a few Christmas songs on the programme next week. But we'll leave you again with a bit more tin whistle playing here from Mary Bergen. Good night, goodbye, and God bless now.